Part 2. The Simple Sales Toolbox. 1. Simple Sales Scripts. These scripts are proven money-making machines. Some of them are my own creations, some of them are repurposed from sales experts in other fields, and a few are from my personal mentor who has done over $200 million in sales in his own businesses. Now, all of them have been exclusively tested out in the field, split tested against, and optimized based on results. Now, they won't work every single time because nothing ever does, but they'll definitely get you a hell of a lot further than winging it will. A. Email scripts. Now note, all of these email scripts are included in the written PDF guide, so that way you can just directly copy-paste them into your own filing system or into your own emails, so I definitely recommend doing that, but I'll read them out here as well. 1. Note, now in all of these scripts, there are different placeholders where you would put the prospect's name or your company's name and all that stuff. I'm just going to use my own for ease of speaking. Script for setting the initial meeting. Hi Jim, this is Rick, the project manager in charge of bathrooms for McCann Custom Remodeling. The next step is for me to come out to take a look at the property and discuss in more detail what you have in mind for your project. My next available times are Tuesday, May 9th at 6 p.m. or Wednesday, May 10th at 6 p.m. If either of these times works for you, please choose your preference and confirm via email. If neither of them work, then we will find a different time to meet. Thank you, talk to you soon, Rick. Script 4, confirming their meeting time after they respond to the prior script. Hi, John. Excellent. So I've got you down for Tuesday the 9th at 6 p.m. and I'll see you then. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Rick. Script 4, a follow-up when you haven't heard from them in a while. Jim, have you given up on this project? Now, a note about this script, people hate giving up on something they want, and even more than that, they hate admitting it. Or being seen by others as somebody who gives up, and they hate that even more. So what this script does is it presses their buttons a little bit, but it simply works. Now, I closed a 43K composite deck last year with this script after the lady didn't get back to me for almost 2 months. Then, after countless other attempts to reestablish contact, probably about 5 or 6 emails, I think, I sent this puppy, and she replied 30 minutes later with, "No, I haven't given up. What was the name of your rep at the lumber place again? I'll call him today." Script 4, delivering the price on a small job. John, I've gotten the numbers together to complete your project. This estimate includes the following work. 1. Blah 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 blah. 2. Blah 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 blah. 3. Etc. Where we list out the scope of work in as many steps as make sense, being very specific with the materials provided so that they understand what's included. Now, the total for all of the above came to X dollars and is all covered under our company's lifetime warranty. Now, if this amount fits with what you're willing to invest, please confirm via email. I will then begin preparing your proposal and will follow up with easy next steps for moving forward. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Rick. Script 4, delivering a ballpark or exact price for a medium or large size job. Hi, John. I have finished putting together the preliminary numbers for your project as it is currently designed. I have attached our preliminary estimate below, which outlines the general scope of work and numbers involved. Please look it over at your convenience. Then, once you are ready to proceed, please confirm via email and we will schedule a time for me to swing by and nail down the remaining details. Then, after our meeting, I will be able to put together the formal proposal for you, which will cover every aspect of your project in detail as well as lock in a firm price. Then, we can begin coordinating material orders and schedule an estimated start date. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Rick. Note, for this email, you attach the proposal as a nice-looking PDF. Script 4, closing the contract via email after they approve the price via email. Hi, John. Excellent. I have finished and attached your proposal below. Once you are ready, just print off 2 copies, sign both, and mail them to our office at include address, along with the down payment. Once I receive the signed proposal and down payment, I will get the materials ordered, lock in your spot on our schedule, and get you your receipt. Then, on the day we start, I will bring a copy of the signed proposal with me to leave with you for your files. Now, we're currently looking at a start date of blank. So let me know if you have any other questions, and I will keep you updated on the intended schedule as we get closer to the start date. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Rick. Script to request an in-person closing meeting after they approve price via email. Jim. Excellent. I will begin preparing the formal proposal for you. I should have it completed on blank day. So would you and or husband slash wife name have availability for me to stop by on the following day? While I'm there, we can authorize the proposal, collect the deposit to secure your spot on our schedule, and go over potential start dates. We're looking forward to working with you. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Rick. Script to request an in-person meeting to go over the price when it's over budget. Hi, John. I'm almost done getting the numbers together for your project now. I think it would be a good idea for us to have one more meeting early next week to go over all the selections, the scope of work, and where the numbers for your project currently sit. Then, if you guys are ready to proceed with the current design, I can get started on the formal proposal that evening. Would you happen to have availability on Monday or Tuesday? I'm working near the office that day, so any time from time to time would work on my end. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Rick. Script to request an online review. Now, you and I both know that it's very difficult to get reviews nowadays for our business because everybody is so busy, but this is the one that is currently working best for me now. Hi, Jim. I'm so happy you're thrilled. Could I ask you a quick favor? Would you be willing to leave a quick 60-second review on our Google page here? Note, make sure that you have the words Google page linked, so that way when they click on the words Google page, it actually takes them directly to the review spot on Google. That makes it a lot easier for them to actually comply. Back to the script. I would really appreciate it as I take personal pride in doing great work, and it helps out homeowners just like you looking for a reliable contractor that they can actually trust. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you, Rick. Script for getting paid for estimates or consultations. Note, this is my go-to script for additions nowadays or anything structural where they would want to know what it will cost before shelling out a few grand for an architect. But of course, for custom work, you can't know what it'll cost prior to knowing what you're building, so here's how I make it worth my time. Jim, thank you for sending that info over. I took a look at it, and what you want to do might be feasible, but I won't know unless I come out to take a look at both the inside and outside of the house because of all the variables involved. Now, especially with how nice your home is, my professional recommendation for the best way to move forward with your project is to get an accurate estimate of the scope of work and rough but approximately accurate estimate of the cost before moving to the architect stage. Now, I would be more than happy to come out and consult with you to help you guys do that. I just can't do it for free. This is because it would take me about 6 hours in order to come out, do the consultation, clarify the scope of work, put together material lists, call each of my manufacturers to get accurate up-to-date pricing, and then aggregate that data to find the best way to actually get the project done for you. Now, the best way to do this is to exercise our company's consultation service, where I would come out and go over everything in detail to ensure that you get the project you are hoping for. The amount for this service is a $300 flat fee and includes the on-site consultation, design and selection assistance, as well as preparation of rough pricing and a scope of work. Now, I've done design consults like this for many years, and homeowners find them to be invaluable in helping them get the project they want for an amount that they're comfortable investing. It also helps massively in avoiding unnecessary risk and nailing down specifics before proceeding to the architect stage. You just can't afford to guess in this industry, especially with the market volatility, wide range of contractor skill gaps, and current supply chain issues. So just let me know if this sounds reasonable, and then we'll find a time to schedule a consultation if you would like to exercise this option. Thank you, Rick. P.S. I've attached the document we use for this type of work below in case you'd like to see it. And that's the script. Now, I definitely recommend that you go back to the written PDF because on page 10, you can click there for an example of what these consult agreements might look like. And this is how you get paid for estimates. Now, a quick note about all of these email scripts. You'll notice that they all ended with the same exact closing phrase, which was, thank you, talk to you soon, Rick. I definitely recommend using that in every single one of your emails with very minor changes because it helps to keep a sense of consistency with your emails, which the customer definitely appreciates. Moving on to live scripts. Here is how we take inbound phone calls from new leads. Note, in this script, I'm going to omit anything that the prospect might say because it's a lot easier to read out that way. So, you. Hi, this is Rick with McCann Custom Remodeling. What can I do for you today? Well, that certainly sounds like something we can take care of for you. So go ahead and tell me a little bit more about what you had in mind for your project. So it sounds like you're looking for summarize what they said. Is that about right? Got it. So I think I've got a pretty good idea of what you're looking to accomplish, and it all sounds doable so far. Now, did you have a specific budget in mind for this project? And did you have a specific date where you were looking to have the project done by? Awesome. Well, the next step is definitely for me to come out and take a look at the property in detail. So I'm looking at my schedule right now, and it looks like my next availability is next Tuesday the 10th at 4:30 or Wednesday the 11th at 8:30 a.m. Do either of those days work on your end? Great. So I'll go ahead and lock you in for that time. And what's the property address? Thank you. And just out of curiosity, how did you hear about our company? Gotcha. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of business that way lately. Thanks for the info. I appreciate it. Well, before we hop off, did you have any other questions that I can help you with today? Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Sarah, and I look forward to meeting you next week. Yep, you too. Take care. Bye. Script for getting the budget. So realistically, what's your budget for this project? Now, this is the single most important script on the entire list. You want to get the answer to this on the phone if you can, or at the very latest by the time you leave the first in-house meeting. The number they give you influences whether or not you even bother to go out to meet with them in the first place, the selections you recommend, and how much time it's worth putting into preparing their bid, how likely that deal is to close, etc. This single line will save you so much gas money and payroll, it's not even funny. Script that sets the goal for the initial meeting. So Jim, my goal for this meeting is to listen, find out exactly what you want to accomplish, and then work out the best way to make that happen. Now you use this script at the very beginning of the sales call, right after the greeting and opening rapport building. It sets the stage for the rest of the meeting, makes the prospect feel like you are on the same side, and makes you seem like more of a consultant rather than a salesman, which coincidentally makes sales a lot easier. And it also just happens to be a great way to conduct business. Script to find out what values they're looking to hire for. So Jim, what criteria will you use to pick the contractor you'll work with? Is it just price or... And then you trail off. Now, this script packs a major punch because it lets you know, in the prospect's own words, what they actually value in a contractor. Now, you want to use this one in the middle of the meeting to find out what is important to this prospect specifically. Do they value price more than anything else? Quality, little details, professionalism, cleanliness, communication, safety around their kids and pets, schedule flexibility? This also lets you know how they're evaluating their contractors so that you can position yourself properly and maximize your chances of closing the sale. Since they'll literally tell you what they're looking for, just make sure that you give that to them. Now, if they say just price, then it's worth following up with something like, so you don't care about customer service, warranties, insurance, cleanliness, professionalism, and other stuff like that? Because professional companies are never the lowest price, and you definitely get what you pay for in this industry. And you do that just to feel them out a bit. And if they're still like, yep, it's pretty much only price, then you can just kind of decide at that point if it's worth doing the project or not. In-person script for getting a commitment early to elicit commitment bias. So Jim, you said your budget is around X, correct? So if I prepare a quote for you and it's under or around that amount, would you be willing to move forward with us? Now, this one is for the very end of the meeting, and the goal is to get a commitment from them that if you did the work to prepare them a quote, then they'd be ready to sign. And if they answer yes, then subconsciously they'll have commitment bias and be more likely to give you the contract since they've already passively agreed that they would do so. Now, they still won't always sign even if they answer yes to this question, but I did notice that using this phrase helped a lot to preemptively stop the, oh, we'll think about it, or we're waiting on other bids responses when you pitch them your price. Scripts for locking up schedule slots months in advance. So the way our schedule works is that we do our projects on a first-come, first-served basis. And in order to hold a spot in our schedule, we require a fully refundable $500 holding deposit to be put down. This lets us know you're serious and helps us keep our schedule in order. Now here's how this works. The check that you write us will remain completely uncashed, and it is 100% fully refundable up to 4 weeks before the start date. So if you want to cancel your project at any point before then, no problem. I'll just simply void the check and mail it back to you. And if you choose to continue with the project, the $500 for that check will be taken off the down payment that is due when we sign the contract. Now, we currently have X of these holding deposits that are reserving the spots from now until month. So if the ballpark estimate I give you is in line with what you're looking to invest into this part of your home, would you be willing to put down this $500 to hold your place on our schedule? Now, you know you've got a solid prospect when they are very open to this concept. And if they get squirrely at this point, then you know that they're just price shopping. Besides, you know they're not handing out $500 checks to three different contractors at the same time, so you know you have the sale in the bag once they hand you the check. This is how you get commitments for $100,000 projects months in the future, even when you don't know what the materials will cost, with just a small check that you don't even need to deposit. Now, I actually wrote an article about this where I break down this subject in a lot more detail, so I definitely recommend clicking the link in the written PDF to check that out. Warranty script. And of course, all of our work is covered under our 1-year/3-year/lifetime warranty so that you can feel safe knowing that if something happens 6 months from now, we'll come back to fix it. Now, most contractors have a warranty of at least 1 year or so, but they never actually tell their prospects about it. Customers want to know what happens if something breaks in 2 months, and they're terrified that they'll have to get the whole thing redone. So if you offer a warranty, make sure to actually tell your prospects about it right after you give them the price. This is called a safety mechanic in the ad business because you're making it safe for them to buy. And note, I found the best results with offering a quote lifetime warranty on our craftsmanship where, and here's a script for it, if any time until the day I die or go out of business, something goes wrong with your project and it was the result of a flaw in my craftsmanship, I'll come back out and fix it at no charge. Now, of course, that's quite a big statement, but it really packs a punch and gives your company a competitive advantage that anyone who's outside of the industry can actually understand. 2. Simple sales documents. A. Customer info sheet. When a lead first contacts you, you need a system for 1. Figuring out what they want, 2. Figuring out if you can give it to them, and 3. Collecting as much useful information as possible. Now, the best way to do this is by using the inbound phone call from a new lead script from the previous section while writing down all of the info on a physical lead info sheet. And you can see page 14 for a clickable download link where you can download my proven lead sheet template. B. Lead tracker spreadsheet. As your business grows, you'll get to the point where you're generating 5 to 50 new qualified leads per week. So what's the best way to manage all that info and make sure that you're not letting potential sales slip through the cracks? Well, what I've found to work best is a two-part system. 1, first my sales guys / project managers keep their leads organized with a simple one-page lead tracker that they update every week. 2, then on the first of every month, I add all of the new customer / lead data into our CRM, aka customer relationship management spreadsheet. The one-page lead tracker makes it easy to see at a glance where all our current leads are at in the sales process. Then the CRM serves as a collection of useful data that I can analyze for valuable insights like where most of my leads are coming from, our average kitchen bid price, etc. So go ahead and check out the written guide on page 16 for links where you can download these. C. Selection search engine sheets. You know what sucks for a prospect? Not only do they have to spend countless hours trying to find a contractor that they can actually trust, but if they need a project done where they have to make their own selections, they have to figure all that out for themselves too. Now, for someone who's not in the industry, that's a whole hell of a lot of time and headache. So, what if you gave them a shortcut? If you could save them a whole bunch of time and pain during the selection process, before they've ever even given you a dime, they'd probably be pretty thankful, wouldn't they? They'd probably trust you a lot more and be a lot more likely to hire you, huh? Well, enter the selection search engine. What I've done at my company is to create, for each type of project, a list of the best places to go in town for each selection. I also include all the contact info, including specific employees to look for, alternate options if option number one doesn't have what they're looking for, design considerations, etc. And I wrap this all up in a neat document that I bring with me on all my sales meetings. These selection sheets work like a charm, and the students in my mentoring program routinely report massive close rate increases after implementing them. And once again, on page 15, you can check out the written guide to download an example selection sheet template. D. Proposal form, contract form, and change order form. While signing contracts is second nature to us, most homeowners get nervous at the thought of signing legally binding documents, and they specifically don't like knowing what they'll be signing ahead of time. So to put them at ease, always carry with you a copy of every piece of paperwork a prospect would ever have to sign during the process of working with you. Then you can walk them through it and show them it's not so bad. And if they proactively ask to see something, you can avoid being caught with your pants down. And while it's beyond the scope of this simple sales guide to provide templates for legally binding contracts, I do have templates for those available as part of my Markup and Marketing Mastery program. So if you want to skip the obnoxious task of creating updated, beautiful, and sue-proof paperwork for your business, then you can get plug-and-play templates for all the paperwork you would ever need to run $1 million per year contracting business by clicking the link in my PDF on page 16. 3. The simple sales shortcut. Problem. You need to convey why you're better than the competition, but people tune out sales talk. Problem. You're dog tired after a day in the field and your sales brain just isn't working today. Problem. You're a hardcore introvert and you get heart palpitations just thinking about face-to-face sales. Solution. Skip the verbal pitch and give them the goods in a gorgeous, pre-optimized written format. Now, there might be a lot of things that the customer cares about, such as your insurance, warranty, schedule, etc. But listing all those out verbally sounds very salesy, so people will just usually tune you out. The better way to do it is to have all of your company info and competitive advantages put on a folder, which you give to them at your initial meeting with them. They always look at it right after you leave anyways because it's pretty and feels like a useful gift. Now, I like folders rather than anything else like flyers or brochures because you can put your selection checklist in them, and most serious prospects keep a folder about their project anyways. You might as well have them using yours instead of a competitor's or a plain manila folder. See the link on page 16 from the written PDF guide for a detailed video on the topic, as well as the pictures of the exact folder I'm using right now to close everything from 30K decks to 300K editions. And note, if you don't know how to design something like this and you want professional quality at a price way less than a design firm or a full service print shop would charge, just shoot me a quick email at patrick@mechanicsmedia.com and I'll send you the contact info of my graphic designer. She's awesome.